Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus on this Wednesday, last Wednesday of October. Yay! I got a couple of announcements. First off, as of the 26th Sunday, some people did the 25th, but I went with the 26th. We are out of Mercury retrograde. You might have felt for a few days after the 26th some of the residual, but we're on clear sailing now. Things are turning to go back to normal, so I am so glad. Boy, the month of October was quite challenging for all of us, so I'm glad we're at the end and things are going to get better. Let's see what else is going on. We're in October. It's coming up Libra or Scorpio, somebody. I think happy birthday, Scorpios. Yeah, I think it's their birthday now. But anyway, I'm so glad that you join us today on In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open and Miss Nina is here. So if you want to go in and talk about anything today, I want to discuss let's see, the Halloween, I got a couple of things. I mean, you know I'm going to do entertainment news and those sports. But I was going to talk about, there it is, some Halloween activities for kids and adults, and also some Halloween activities going on here in Seattle, Washington, for the locals. So, anyway, that's it for right now. Now, if there's no other further announcements, I don't know if Nita had anything. Nina, did you have anything that you wanted to announce before I begin?
Yes, I'd like to wish my cousin Paulette and her husband Henry a happy 40th anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary, Henry, and what's her name?
Paulette.
Paulette and Henry. Well, God bless you, 40 years. You know y'all ain't going nowhere. You'll probably be there for another 40. So happy anniversary to the both of you. Okay, anything else?
Nope, that's all for now, Miss Linus.
Okay, well, we're going to do the entertainment news and see what's going on.
Alrighty.
And thank you for being here. Well, the first story up on entertainment news is about Halle Berry. Wants her child support payments reduced. The Oscar Winnie currently pays out $16,000 a month to her ex-boyfriend, model Gabriel Aubrey. They have a six-year-old daughter. Berry has asked a judge to reduce the payments to $3,000 a month. She feels her baby's daddy should get a job and stop living off of her money. Aubrey says $16,000 a month is justified because his daughter needs to live in the lifestyle that she is accustomed to when she is living with her mother. Aubrey says he still has modeling gigs, but he needs to be available for his daughter because he shares custody with Berry. Okay, then. I hope y'all work that out. That's been really crazy since she was born. Now she's 6 years old. You guys... You know, realize what you're doing to that child. So you two need to sit down, work it out, and get over it. Okay, it's The View versus The Real. The Real, hosted by Lonnie Love, Tamara Mowry, and Adrian Balloon, Jeannie Mai, and Tamar Braxton, is giving ABC's The View a hard way to go. The Real is taking the younger viewers away from the ABC daytime talker. Returning View host Rosie O'Donnell isn't happy. She's feuding with moderator Whoopi Goldberg, and O'Donnell hates the change brought to The View. Seems the producers are painfully aware that the age of the host, Goldberg at 58, O'Donnell at 52, Rosie Perez at 50, and Nicole Wallace at 52. So they're all in their 50s. Could drive younger viewers away. They've decided to bring in a younger host, mid-30s, more apt to social media. Will these changes make O'Donnell bolt? Probably, because you do need someone around that age. You need like 30, 40, and 50 so that all those age lines are covered, and also the cultures and the things society is doing now around those ages. Well, speaking of daytime talk, Tyra Banks is returning to TV. The supermodel will be joining forces for a new ABC talker called The Fab. Banks' third shot at daytime will include a crew of lifestyle experts, Mrs. John Legend, a.k.a. supermodel Chrissy Teigen, fashion guru Josie, interior designer Lauren Mack, and do-it-yourself YouTube blogger Leigh Ashley. Producers want to go after the same audience that's tuning in to The Real. Will Smith returns to the big screen as a con man in the movie Focus, which opens in theaters on February 27th of next year, of course. Well, on the front of Beyonce and Jay-Z, Jay and Bay are ride or die. Published reports say the first couple of R&B and hip-hop renewed their wedding vows. They're even house hunting in Europe. Plus, you can have Beyonce all year long. Beyonce is releasing a new calendar for 2015. God bless you. Happy for you guys. Willie Packer has to be the hottest producer in Hollywood right now. Over the past 4 years, he's had 7 number one films, including Think Like a Man and Ride Along, both with Philly's own Kevin Hart. Packer is now developing projects for TV, and he is bringing his talents to NBC. One of the shows proposed is about a female homicide detective, and the other is a show based on Packer's life called Like Father, Like Son. Packer's Will Packer Productions has a special first-look deal with NBC. Interesting. The Soul Train Music Award airs Sunday, November 30th on BET and Centric. And your guest host is Wendy Williams. She's hosting, and Kool & the Gang will be the night's big honorees. They're also going to be a Jodeci reunion. Yes, Casey and JoJo and Devontae, Swing and Mr. Dalvin will all be in the house. Wow, okay then. Carol's daughter has a new owner. The product line was recently purchased by the French cosmetic company L'Oreal. Carol's Daughter is the ethnic hair and beauty line that has started in 1993 by Lisa Price. During its heyday, Carol's Daughter was the product to have and featured many celebrity endorsements from Jada Pinkett Smith to Mary J. Blige. The past few years have been difficult for the product line, with numerous stores closing and a bankruptcy filing in May. Lisa Price released a statement that she's pleased that after 21 years of work and nurturing, Carol's Daughter has a new home with L'Oreal USA, and she's happy to begin the next chapter of her beauty line with the legendary cosmetics company. Well, kudos to you, young lady. Saturday Night Live has added another African-American female cast member, Leslie Jones. We'll be moving from behind the writer's room and joining the cast on stage. Last year, the iconic late-night comedy show Welcome another African-American female, Sashir Zamata. Originally, Jones auditioned alongside Zamata. Both were hired. Zamata was picked for the cast and Jones as a writer. Jones has been making appearances on Weekend Update already. She's even had a controversial slavery bit that got quite a bit of criticism, which SNL used to thrive in when it first began 40 years ago this season. And more Saturday Night Live news. The show will be rolling out the red carpet on November 1st when Chris Rock returns as host, with Prince performing as the musical guest. Rock's new movie, Top 5, opens in theaters December 5th, y'all. The movie also stars Rosario Dawson, Sherry Shepherd, Kevin Hart, J.B. Smooth, Cedric the Entertainer, and Tracy Morgan, Samore, and Gabriel Union. The movie is about a famous comedian who has lost his way. He rises to fame, and Dawson is the lady who brings him down to earth. Well, singer Fantasia has gone from Miss to Mrs. There has been a lot of speculation about Fantasia's private life, and now it can be confirmed. Fantasia is married, child, to businessman Kendall Taylor. Fantasia was recently inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, and she was wearing a ring in her pictures, and so was Taylor. Taylor recently had Fantasia's name tattooed across his chest, and they have sharing the photos on social media. Yeah, be sure and put it there. Like Halle Berry, Fantasia's having baby daddy troubles too. Brandel Shouse is suing Fantasia for custody of their 13-year-old daughter. Shouse says he is not happy with the way Fantasia is living her life. Fantasia's rep said Shouse has never pay child support, and doesn't have a relationship with his daughter. Fantasia and Shouse's relationship ended after it turned violent, and he pleaded guilty to assault. Meanwhile, the former American Idol champ's new hubby, Taylor, has a criminal past of his own. Sources say they got hitched after knowing each other for only 2 weeks. Fantasia says she is aware of her husband's past record, but says Taylor has turned his life around, and that's why she loves him. Friends say Fantasia has found the love of her life with Taylor after going through an embarrassing episode and pregnancy with a very married Antoine Cook. Fantasia is happy with her life and the man of her dreams. Well, what they didn't tell you is I believe Fantasia is also pregnant. So, anyway, the couple look good together. I hope it works out for them. Tyler Perry has a different way to bring us Madea. Madea's Tough Love comes out on HD January 13th and VOD January 20th. So what's the twist? It's an animation. That's right. Tyler Perry will kick off 2015 with Madea's first animated feature. Oh, like a cartoon. Okay, that ought to be interesting. Mary J. Blige is working a new album. The London Sessions will feature songs inspired by the London music scene. All right. The album is coming out December 2nd. Queen Latifah graces the November issue of Essence magazine. The Queen's on a roll. She's hosting the Hollywood Film Awards on Friday, November 14th on CBS. Shonda Rhimes, a super producer and queen of ABC's Thursday night lineup, graces the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. Pharrell Williams is gracing the latest edition of Ebony magazine. It's the 2014 men's issue, and the happy singer gives a candid interview. Williams is on a roll, too. He just picked up 5 nominations for his American Music Award. And speaking of the American Music Awards, John Legend, Sam Smith, and Beyonce are also up for awards. This year, some of the nominations have up to 10 slots to cover more artists. The awards are voted on by the fans. So who will be the big winner? The American Movie Awards air Sunday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. on ABC. Boys to Men, they got a new album out. It's called Collide, and it is now available. Again, Boys to Men's new album, Collide, is now out and available. Okay. Oprah Winfrey has more of our favorite lineup for a new season of Where Are They Now? Her own cable network. This Sunday, the cast of the 90s sitcom A Different World will reunite. I saw that. It was pretty good. And speaking of the Mighty Old, she's been added to Barbara Walters' 2014's 25th Most Fascinating People. That special airs December 14th on ABC. Well, singer Jennifer Holliday is returning with a new musical album. The song Is You will feature Holliday singing jazz, R&B, and pop standards. Holliday shot to stardom in the 80s with the Broadway hit Dreamgirls and her classic And I'm Telling You. Over the years, Holliday has battled clinical depression and multiple sclerosis. Well, congratulations to you. I just hope that everything turns out really, really well. And that is all the entertainment news that I have for this week. So you know it's time for a break. And because Halloween is coming up, you know, I believe, I just think that I've got some Halloween music for y'all. How does that sound? Let me see if I can find it. Of course it doesn't want to move. Why should it? let's see. Okay, here's one. See if you know this one. A little Halloween music.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced a shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
In a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon code, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We were short, short.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like George, George.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on the TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
That is too cute. Thought you'd like that. It's a little bit different, but I like it. I like it. You'll hear more of that and more on Friday's Traffic Jam. Okay, time to go to sports, and then we're going to go to Halloween stuff. Okay, in the NFL football, this is what's going on. I'm going to give you the conference, NFL and the AFC conference. So the National Football Conference in the East, we got Dallas still leading with 6-2, even though they just lost to Washington Redskins. But they're still leading. They're doing over 700 points in ball. And Philadelphia's behind them with 5-2. Boy, that was Washington Redskins. That was a game. That was a game. Okay, in the AFC North, we got Detroit 6-2. They're tied up with Dallas Cowboys, and they are leading in their division, of course. NFC South, Carolina Panthers, They are leading with 3-4. And Tampa Bay is still with 1 win and 6 losses. Sorry, got to talk about you, Tampa. You're at the bottom of the heap. NFC West, Arizona, 6-1. They're way out front. They're doing good. Now, in the American Football Conference, we've got the AFC East. We've got New England, 6-2, right up there with in the north with Dallas Cowboys. They're doing good. But let me tell you, right behind them, Buffalo Bills is on their heels. They got 5-3, but they're on their heels. And in the bottom half, the Jets is 1-7 in the East. Boy, Jets, you're barely doing 125. Most teams by this time are at 500. So anyway, they still have 1-1 and 7 losses. Now in the AFC North, we've got Cincinnati with 4, but wait, there's a shakeup. We've got Baltimore and Pittsburgh both 5-3. So Cincinnati Bengals, they might be getting ready to drop you out because they're both ahead of you now with 5-3 each. In the AFC South, we have Indianapolis at 5-3. Houston, well, you guys, Texans are right behind them, but it's 4-4. So I'll give it to them. Now, in the AFC West, we have Denver leading with 6-1. They've only had one loss. So right now, Denver, you stand out as the number one team in football because when Dallas had their loss, I took them down to 2. So Denver is doing really good. And let me say this about Oakland. I picked you last week just because, Oakland, I felt bad for you guys. You had 6 losses. So I took you as an underdog. Now you got 7 losses. So I don't know, but you know what? That looks like a coach is getting ready to get the coach of Oakland, Jacksonville, who else? The Jets? Yeah, they're going to get talking to because they're not even really playing NFL ball. That's just very bad, very, very, very bad. So anyway, that's what's happening. We'll be talking more about that on Saturday's show. I wanted to see what the scores were a little bit before we go in. Well, let's see. They're not giving me... Oh, Thursday night game. The Saints and the Panthers is coming up. Excuse me for the interruption. And I believe Dave and I took the Saints. I don't know what Sam O and Gio did. But anyway, from last Sunday... I was trying to see the... Oh, okay, here we go. So Cleveland Browns lost to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers was 44. Oh, my God. 44-7. Wow. Anyway, also last week, the Dallas Cowboys were 3 against the Cardinals, 45. Well, wait a minute. No, Cowboys played Washington Redskins and just lost. Oh, no, I guess this was it. They played the Cardinals? Okay. Seems a little confusing to me. Okay, and the Jets and Kansas City won. Yeah, they beat... No, the Jets won 42-2 Kansas City. The Eagles... I don't understand. What is this 2.5? They're not giving me the correct scores. I don't like the way that looks. I'm sorry. It's even confusing me like I'm stupid. So, anyway, let's go down and see what else is. We got the standing. Let's see what the stats are on the teams. Maybe that would be a little bit more helpful for you. Well, the offensive leaders in passing right now is Andrew Luck and Ben Roethlisberger. And defensive leaders, we've got Luke Kuechly for the Cardinals, who's doing real good. And rushing yards, DeMarco Murray, we know that out of Dallas. He's got 1,054 rushing yards. He's the best right now. And sacks, we've got Justin Houston from Kansas City. He's done 10 sacks so far since the season started. That's excellent. That's really good. Receiving yards, we've got T.Y. Hilton of Indiana. He's at 800. And Golden Tate, who we got rid of and sent to Detroit, he's got 800, so they're doing good. And interception, we got Tyshawn Gibson. He has intercepted 5 times during the game since it began, so he is doing really good. Okay, well, I hope that kind of covers it for the NFL, because I don't want to do the rumors and stuff until later. But anyway, you wouldn't believe what just happened. I clicked the screen down and everything went down. Now I got to wait to get back into the studio. So as I'm talking, to get back into the studio, here we go. I hope that everybody has been enjoying their week and learning to smile, give a hug, preparing the children for Halloween. Yes, indeedy. Okay. Well, with that, let's see. I think I've got some more Halloween music. So let me play one more. And then we'll come back and talk about what we're going to do for Halloween activities for grown-ups and kids. And what's going on in Seattle for Halloween.
Better call.
Ghostbusters!
Okay. Hope you enjoyed that. We are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. If you want to talk about Halloween stuff, come on in the chat room. Miss Nina is there to listen to you and enjoy with you as well. Okay, well, the games, I thought I had kids' games up first, but I've got adult games. So we'll start with the adults first. So, activities, and I'm going to give a little bit of the description of the game, something you might want to think about. Hollywood movie and TV trivia. We kind of did a little bit of this on Maxwell's show, who comes on Saturday nights at 9, and talked a little bit about the movie trivia. Do you remember? How well do you know your creature culture? It's a fun quiz for the Halloween hardcores at your next party. They are written in a formal format that requires the questions to be read aloud. Otherwise, some of the answers are obvious because they're mentioned in the next question. And just keep the answers separate, of course, from the other paper. But that's a fun thing to do. We had fun just sitting while we were on Maxwell's show thinking of all the different Halloween movies or scary movies you could equate to Halloween as well. Well, have you learned anything from horror movies? Now, this seems like a question for Brenda. She's on Levitating Mindsets, but she does movies and interprets them to today, what we can get out of them. So you can always spot when a character is a horror movie has suffered a lapse in judgment. After the movie is over, you might talk about techniques of staying alive when encountering dark creatures and situations. I decided to take this concept and turn it into a competitive game of question and answers. Okay. Another one is the devil in the details. Feeling like your guests haven't fully appreciated the amount of detail you put into your party atmosphere? Well, devise questions that deal with your decorations and watch them explore the haunt. Ha ha ha. Okay, famous movie quotes. That's another activity. How well can your guests match up famous movie quotes to their respective horror films? For that matter, how well can you? The answers are at the bottom of the page, so if you too would like to play, be my guest. Add your own favorite movie quotes to the list. Make them as easy or as difficult as you like. If you think the people in your group of friends are extremely savvy movie connoisseurs, offering bantering about lines from horror flicks, delete the list of movies to choose from and let them fend for themselves. Okay, another activity, monster matchup, icebreaker and team maker. Most of us have played a version of this game at one point or another, at some team building seminar or drama class. Personally, I have never used it at my party. My friends would get mad at me if I made them play this, but I could see how other people might enjoy it. It would be effective to mix up your groups and let people talking to guests they don't know. Ah, yeah, that's pretty good. Prop builders, another activity. So you spent 3 months making props, decorating for your party. It's time you rested. Here's a cute game that gets your guests competing to make an original scary scene using a selection of materials given to them by you. Hey, that would be fun. Just make sure you buy multiples of each item so every team has the same kit to keep it fair. They don't have to look exactly the same, but they shouldn't be equipped with the same type of item. I bet that would be fun. Just put a bunch of stuff in the bag and let them go at it. Okay, another activity, Black Cat Got Your Tongue. A game where you get a prize by catching others saying the forbidden words. I've seen this game described different ways, and most people hand out bags of candy to their guests. When one person catches another person saying a forbidden word, they take a piece of candy from them and put it in their own bag. The problem with this, I don't know about your friends, but some of my friends would get the bag of candy and just eat it. I've adapted this to be a little trickier. Okay, another activity is movie picture clues. This is a game where partygoers are given handouts with images on them. Some of the images refer to a movie title specifically, while the other images refer to being associated with the movie. The challenge for the guests is to figure out which horror movie the clues are referring to. That kind of reminds me of Pictionary. So that would be fun. Yup. Oops. Okay. What's the next one? Movie pictures. Oh, chalk outlines. This would best suit a party that has a murder scene or a gory theme of some sort, but could be played at any Halloween gathering. The concept is simple, if not a bit morbid. Choose a handful of volunteer guests to have their forms captured in a police scene chalk outline and challenge the remainder of the party goers to guess whose outline belongs to whom. Well, okay, now I have a question about this game. So do you go outside to the street or the sidewalk to do this? Because you're sure not going to chalk up somebody's floor in the house or carpet. So I guess you go outside and do this. Okay, Blair Witch short films is another activity. I can't remember where I first saw this idea, but I've always liked it. The concept has your guests videotaping themselves in Blair Witch form while they confess their wrongdoings or anxiety over an everyday issue. Ha ha! Ask guests to keep the short films to under 1 minute. 30 seconds is probably best. You'll watch all the films together at the party. Oh, that would be fun. Do them all on one camera, but nobody knows from the next what their little short film is. Oh, I think that'd be hilarious. Okay, another activity, Head Waiter. I found this game on FamilyFun.com and tweaked it slightly. The object of the game is to be the first team to relay a severed head back and forth across the space without dropping it off the plate. Well, yeah, just get a melon, a little melon ball, and put a face on it. That would work. Now, that's a real easy game. Petrified Pyramid. Similar to the famous television game show, The Pyramid, this game has players compete in teams. They choose categories and attempt to get their partners to guess as many answers in that category as they can within a time limit. So those are, you know, those are several good games there for the adults. Let's see if I can find kids. Kids Halloween. Oh, boy. Halloween games. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So, for Halloween games for the children, let's see, what do they have? Eyeball hunt game. To play the Halloween party game, see who can dig up the most eyeballs in a set amount of time. Well, for eyeballs, you might want to use marbles. I don't think boiled eggs would use, but maybe some marbles and put them out as around the house, like kids when they go Easter hunting, see how many marbles they can find, or eyeballs, which they say. Okay, bobbing for apples game. Oh, Lord, who hasn't done this at Halloween parties? Learn how easy it is to set up and play a bobbing or apples game. Well, yeah, I think that's been around for zillions of years. Okay, how many guessing games? Fill a jar with Halloween candy and have each person write down a guess as to how many pieces are in the jar. Well, now, that's always fun. And then at the end of the party or the activity, you can let people know what the amount is in the game. Make sure Monk is not there. Like he says, it's a blessing or a curse. He always gets that right. I saw that on his shows. Okay, the zombie game. In this Halloween game, one person is chosen to be it. The other players get to be the zombies. The last zombie wins. A fear factor game. Play this game and see how brave everyone you know is. Now, the fear factor game is, you know, you want to set it up to scare somebody. It's got to be really good. If they get scared, then, yeah, I guess you won the game. How to have a kid's costume contest. Well, there's tips and hints. Show you how to run a fun Halloween costume contest. I think most parents know that, though. There's a kid Halloween scavenger hunt. To do this, put out different things around the house. that are Halloween items and see how many items the kids can come up with in their little bag. The pumpkin passing game. This pumpkin game is similar to the traditional musical chairs. So as the music is going, who has a pumpkin? Right? Okay, there you go. And last one, well, no, we've got Halloween memory games. Set out several Halloween or autumn-related items and see how many of your guests can remember. Oh, candy wrapper race. All you need to play this game is some wrapped candy and mittens. It can be played with individual racers as a relay race. Candy corn relay race. Don't let the candy corn spill with this fun Halloween race. I believe you put it in a little dish or something that's flat like a plate, and you got to go from one end of the room to the next without spilling any of the candy corn. Halloween field box. Well, I've seen that at adults and children's party. You put anything in there that's slimy or gross or creepy, and they got to put their hands in there and tell you what it is. Yucky pooey. But, you know, you can put good things in there like Jell-O and maybe mayonnaise. Put a tablespoon of mayonnaise. Oh, yeah, it can be yucky pooey. They probably are like, I'm not putting my hand back in there. Okay, and pass it one ghost story. That's always good to tell a good ghost story to kids. Love that. Also, another one is a skeleton scavenger hunt. Take the skeleton apart and place pieces around the house or the yard, and they have to, whoever finds the most of the skeleton, you know, that's fun too. Let's see, Halloween Guess Who, a fun Halloween guessing game. Do you know who you are? Oh, trying to figure out the costumes. The Murder Wink game. For this Halloween game, one person is chosen to be the murderer, and everyone else has to figure out who is the murderer. So, you know, pieces of paper, what each person's part is, and the one that has the murderer, he can't tell, right? You have to try and figure it out. Who done it? And there's also the pumpkin patches, the Halloween pumpkin patch. I passed by one the other day, and I mean, it was packed. The parents and the children were down there for days. So make sure that, you know, you take the kids either that or a hayride. But I know the pumpkin patch is fun because they have people, you know, in there to scare the kids and grown-ups as they're going down the road. So it's a pretty good deal thing. So I hope that everybody, you know, you enjoy, because it's fun at the pumpkin patch. I haven't been in years. In fact, a couple years ago, Shab ran the Halloween race, a 5K race for Halloween. Of course, she hasn't did it since she's had two hip surgeries, knucklehead. Okay, well, enough about that. Now I'm going to talk, we've got about 15 minutes left, so I want to talk about what's going on up here in Seattle for Halloween that people can take their kids to. So let's see. Today is the 29th. Is that right? Yeah, it is. So we want to look for anything that's down. Well, it looks like it's going to the 30th. So there's a Halloween show and party October 30th and the 31st, and it's at the Carnivaler V Funhouse. Has nightmarish aerial acts to live music both days, plus DJ dance party on Friday at Emerald City Trapeze Art. So there's discount tickets, y'all, for Thursday. But anyway, it's at the Carnivaler V Funhouse. So I don't have the address to tell you where it is, but there's discount tickets if you get your ticket Thursday for both days, Thursday and Friday. Okay, trick-or-treating for kids. The city's sweetest spot for trick-or-treating, including Seattle, is the East Side, North Gate, and Tacoma Malls. So remember that. The malls have been doing that for quite a few years now for parents that are, you know, a little reluctant to take their kids from house to house. All the malls, I don't know, hopefully maybe goes on across the nation, but I know here in Washington, all the malls, you can dress the kids up and you can go from store to store, and they have a representative at the beginning of the store to pass out candy. And because it's a retail outlet, the candy is safe. It's supposed to be. So we've never heard anything bad or anything about it. So, I mean, that's one thing that they do. And also there's churches have All Saints Day on Halloween Day, their service. And they still give out candy to the kids. But they have the kids dress up in different saints. So just to throw that out, too. Okay, also, October 31st, Bollywood Halloween. Say what? I didn't know that they do Halloween. Bollywood Scream is a DJ dance party with sounds of India and a costume contest. And that's at the Aqua Bar, downtown Seattle. You must be 21 and over to enter. Also, October 31st, oh, God, I'm not giving the times. The Bollywood one starts at 10 p.m., so you want to look up Aqua Bar and find out what the cost is. But their party starts at 10 p.m. Then the Stylish Halloween party for October 31st starts at 8 p.m. It's risque features. Beautiful people in sexy costumes dancing to top 40 hits played by DJs at the Showbox at the Market. Requires that you must be 21 and over. You guys know where the Showbox is. It's right across the street from the Pike Place Market. So, I mean, God, who doesn't know that? Been there for years. Okay, now they have a giant Halloween party on October 31st at 8 p.m. Join 2,000 young partiers in costume and dancing to live music at the Pulse. This is in the Experience Music Project. Y'all know it's at Seattle Center. That's where EMP is. That's what we call it, EMP. But anyway, Pulse will be in there, so giant Halloween party. And that begins at 8 p.m. The next one is Halloween Costume Party, October 31st at 8:30 p.m. And it's called the Bonza Bash Halloween. Well, this is for the Asians. Isn't this something all these cultures, different Halloween? Is a masquerade costume ball with top DJ and costume prizes at Fremont Studios. So Bonza Bash for Halloween is being held at Fremont Studios. You need to call them to find out if there is a cost because it's not listed here. Okay, another kids' costume party, also on Halloween at 8 p.m. Kids 10 and under will enjoy a Haunted Mountain scavenger hunt, games, and trick-or-treat at the free costume party at the Seattle Children's Museum. So again, Costume Carnival, it's a kids' costume party at 8 p.m. at the Seattle Children's Museum, okay, on Halloween night, so... And Halloween on Capitol Hill, this starts at 8 p.m. It's at the Adult Funplex Haunted Edition. It is a costume party with DJ Beats and Horrors at three Capitol Hill bars. Oh, okay, at Numo's, Barbosa, and Mo Bar. Well, all right then, Capitol Hill. They got three parties simultaneously going on. Okay. Cabaret Macabre, that's also October 31st, will entertain you with music and dance. Oh, this is at the Columbia City Theater. And you have to be 21 to get in on that. Columbia City Theater, is in Rainier Valley. So Cabaret Macabre, October 31st, I don't have a time, sorry, at the Cabaret Macabre at the Columbia City Center, and that's in Rainier Valley. So you should be able to find that. And then the last one I have is Freaky Halloween Concert. Freak Night is a high-energy music and dance concert with Freaky Entertainment and WAMU Theater. CenturyLink Field for ages 18 and over. I think this is the big one. Let me look this up real quick. Yeah, this is. So, let me get the message. Let me see. Yeah, it's called Freak Night, and I guess it's huge. I didn't know that this had been going on in Seattle, but evidently it's very huge. I was trying to see some stuff about of Dancing to the Night, tickets and treat, carnival rides. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you about it. Part of having a frightful weekend full of dancing into the night, tricks and treats, and carnival rides with your friends include a need for responsible actions from you. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the Northwest Annual Halloween Ritual for years to come. We are an amazing community that has proven time and time again that when we all come together, spectacular things happen. That's why we ask every Freak Night Festival attendee to act responsible. Okay, I wanted to see, or the lineup, to talk about what's going to be going on, because they have a lot of things. Oh, maybe that's what I need, is attractions, huh? To go, okay. Yes, here we go. Okay, it's a two-night adventure. So it's the 31st, and first is Friday and Saturday night for this Freak Night. And Seattle Sinister Circus returns for its 18th year. Freak Night, I'm telling you, I never heard about it. I just happened to be looking up Halloween stuff, and I didn't know this had been going on for years. And I saw the pictures and the videos. I was like, wow, it's a big event. Northwest Annual Halloween Ritual, and this year we're brewing up some new surprises. Get ready to let your freaky side come alive for two nights of bone-crushing beats, creepy carnival rides, twisted performers, and much more. Test your wits on a death-defying carnival ride. Creepy carnines are bringing an array of stomach-twisting thrill rides, plus freaky carnival games for you to enjoy for free under the Baneville Big Top. Hop on board if you dare. Come one, come all, step right up and witness the oddest sideshow wonders from around the world. Last year's freak show included a spine-chilling contortionist, ghostly stilt walker, spellbinding aerialist, and much more. There's no telling what freaks will encounter at this year's ritual. Beware of wicked surprises at every turn. We don't want to give anything away, but we're brewing up some truly frightening tricks and treats for this year's two-night Sinister Circus. Run away to the circus and join the freaky fun. So I hope you all go to that. I know it's going to be a great thing. I'm tempted to go, but when I saw the crowd, I thought, nah, they're way too young. Way, way, way too young. That's okay. I will bypass. But anyway, okay, so let me tell you what's going on. So Friday night, right quick, we got 5 minutes left. Friday night, I'll be doing Friday traffic jams with Halloween music, nothing but Halloween music. And you should be able to hear it clearly with no problems. Sometimes I have problems with Skype, so I'm going old school using the phone, so it should be fine. And then that's at 5 o'clock Friday traffic jams, 5 o'clock with me, Halloween show. And then Saturday, Maxwell will have, I think he's got a Halloween show or something coming up this Saturday. That's at 9 p.m. You can check this on Facebook, Google, Yahoo, because I also put it in all those areas, and Twitter. But if you go to Facebook, you will find the Essence of Success Network, and the shows are always listed there on my page. So you can see it there. And then also Friday, I'm going to be on Levitating Mindsets, my tea, and with tea I like to drink, and my Halloween recipe, and who knows, whatever little spooky things that has happened in my life to share. As my niece Brenda always said, you're weird. But I think she's got something. Yeah, that's Friday night, Levitating Mindsets. But you know what? Let me check with Nina to get the correct time for you to tune in. Nina, what time does that show begin?
That begins at 7 o'clock, right after your Friday traffic jam. So 7 o'clock on Levitating Mindsets.
Okay, so come back in to Blog Talk Radio, pull up Levitating Mindsets, and you'll see their Halloween. It's your Halloween special, right? Or
yes, it's our Halloween special. It will be right after your show is done, so it'll be 6 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock my time.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, we'll all be there, and I hope that you join in also. As I told you before, Levitini Mind Sense is a sister network. So the women that were with me are now over there with their network, and it's holistic, spiritual, empowering your mind and love. Just beautiful, 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 beautiful. So when you go into Levitini Mind Sense right after my show now and tune in at 6 o'clock, no, 7 o'clock,
yeah,
right,
o'clock.
Nina?
Six o'clock
my time. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 6 o'clock on the Pacific Coast. So as soon as I'm done with my show, go right over to Levitating Minds and tune in, get into the chat room, or either call into the show and join with the host. We're going to have a good time, no doubt. And I also want to say that as you go out on Saturday, adults and children, please be careful. I know in our area it's going to be raining, so some parents are not going to be taking their children around because, you know, this cold season comes upon us. But if they do, please be polite when they come to your house and try not to scare the boo-boo out of the kids. I know it's Halloween, but don't scare them so bad they run back to their parents like, I don't want their candy. And for you grown-ups while you're out, please be responsible. I know you're going to have fun. You're going to be drinking and hopefully eat more than you drink. And just be responsible. Remember, you're wearing masks. So remember, when you go into different stores, whether it's 7-Eleven or a grocery store, and you got a mask on, you need to take it off so they won't think that they're getting robbed or, you know, something peculiar is going to occur. So take your mask off when you go into any store other than, you know, when you're at the party. And just enjoy yourself. Have a good time. You know, try not to eat too much candy. I don't want to hear about diabetes. But do enjoy and be careful. Well, Miss Nina, if there is nothing else, I'm going to close her out.
Nope, nothing else, Linus. That's it for me. Have a great week and a great Halloween, everyone.
Hey, man, you sound like you got a little bit of a cold there, woman.
It's called allergies.
Oh, okay. Because I was just getting ready to say, wait a minute. And of course now my music didn't want to stay right, but okay. Well, I will see you Friday. Yay, yay.
You bet.
Okay, have a good week. All right, thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.